the Blue Jackets dressing room with our Bob McGallagher getting some player reaction from the Jackets' third straight home win.
All right. Talking with Jack Johnson here in the Blue Jackets dressing room. There were only four of you guys playing D in the last two periods. I know you log a lot of minutes to begin with, but how do you feel at the end of that?
Oh, fine. You know, we ended up playing good minutes, but, you know, there's been games where you've had to play that amount of minutes before, so just because you got down to four, you know, that's all a mental thing to psych yourselves out. Guys have played that many with six, so you just got to deal with what's given.
How much did the guys in front of you help, though, too, just the team defensive game tonight?
Yeah, forwards were very aware of it, so you don't want to get, you know, pinned in your own end too long. That's really when shifts get tiring is when you got to play defense for a long time. But forwards played great. Goaltender played great. So it was a fun night.
Getting those two goals early, did that help to, I don't want to say set your, you know, calm your nerves or whatever you want to say. You're at home. You want to get out to the early lead. You want to make up for what happened last night. Were you able to get settled in better with those two goals?
Well, you'd always like to start with a two-goal lead. But, you know, I thought that we, up until the two goals, we played really well. We kind of dropped off a little bit once we got a two-goal lead. But, you know, we did what had to be done and found a way to win.
You know what, though? I didn't notice tonight. I mean, there's sometimes you guys drop off where you really start to scramble and you can tell that you're in that lull. And tonight it just seemed like, for the most part, it was as steady as it could be all the way through.
Well, I thought we played really well defensively. You know, we didn't give up any, you know, too many grade A opportunities, which is nice, and tried to make it as difficult as possible for their talented forwards to get some good looks. And, you know, when it goes that way for you during the game, usually good things happen.
Jack, thank you very much. Great job tonight. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jack.
Talking to Jack Johnson, Brandon Sod is over here. I'll go on the other side. Just heard from Sergei Bobrovsky there a moment ago on the ice, so we'll go over here. And Brandon, how about this game tonight and just this is total team effort. I mean, this took everybody to get it done, and you were down on defense, and you guys looked like you picked up some of that slack as forwards.
Yeah, a couple injuries. It's something we talked about is getting pucks deep as forwards, helping them out, getting there early on the back check. I thought Bob played tremendous tonight, so he was a big key in the win.
Yeah, you've played with goaltenders before that come up with big saves in key situations, and tonight, could you guys tell early that he was locked in?
Yeah, you can kind of see when a goalie gets in his groove and making saves look easy. You see that backdoor play, I think it was on Neil. It was a great save. He kept us in the game. Those key saves, it gives us energy, gives us momentum, and he did a great job tonight.
You know, we always say go hard to the net. You went so hard to the net on Johansson's goal, you went in the net, knocked it off. Was there any concern that had happened before the puck crossed?
Yeah, the first thing I did was look at the ref, and I saw he called it a goal, so I was just hoping it counted, and it did, so that was good.
You know, last night he tried to pass you a puck and get you a goal, and it didn't work out. Tonight, were you kind of happy to see him shoot it in that situation?
Yeah, we talked about that before the game. We felt pretty good last game, but as a line, we were trying to do too much. So tonight we kept it simple. You see Joey shooting, Boone on the 2-on-1 shooting as well, getting his rebound. So as a line, we wanted to keep it simple and shoot the puck, and we got rewarded tonight for that.
Brandon, thanks. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Brandon Sod talking to us here in the Blue Jackets dressing room tonight. Maybe I can sneak back over here and see if Sergei will talk to me for just a second. Will he do that? He talked to Jody on the ice, so he would talk to me for just a second.
All of the people here.
Yeah, all of the people were here. They were in my way. So, Sergei, first of all, congratulations. You know, this game, I know it's big for you, but it's big for the team. And I just talked to Brandon Sod. He said he could tell you were locked in early. How good did you feel physically in this game tonight?
Well, I felt good. Felt play for the team, so I want to try to play as a like the moment by moment.
The big save for you tonight was the one on James Neal where you read it and you got over there quickly. What did you see? I know Hodgson was kind of blocking you. What did you see as the puck came across?
Well, I just played. I stood with the moment so and played by the puck, and that's happened.
The guys were blocking shots like crazy tonight, weren't they?
Yeah, that was a huge part of our win. Guys work hard in front of me and so much block, as you mentioned. So it was great. It's a huge team win.
You get two defensemen that go down after the first period that can't come back. What do you say about those four guys that were left?
Yeah, that's what I said. So they did a hell of a job in front. So, and the forwards as well help a lot. So we were as a team, and those wins bring us together, and that's huge.
How much bigger is it after last night when you couldn't get anything going, really? I know you didn't play last night, but you're watching that game, and it had to be frustrating. You couldn't get anything going, and tonight, all of a sudden, you're doing all the right things.
Well, it's every day. It's a different day, you know, and you go out, and we have to find a way to get that points to catch the playoff. And so guys step up and did a hell of a job.
Sergei, thank you very much. Congratulations. I'll let you get your rest. You deserve it tonight.
Thank you.
That is Sergei Bobrovsky talking to us after this big 3-0 shutout of the Nashville Predators. And Ryan Johansson standing over here having a word. We will go in that direction and hear from him.
And the way things unfolded after that, it really wound up being a big part of the game.
Yeah, I think it was Foligno who said it before the game. He just mentioned how good we are, our success, our record's been when we get the first goal. And you know, we just wanted to get that lead and get the first one as soon as we can. And to get a couple quick ones, you know, it was great. And then, you know, we just found a way to win tonight. It wasn't our prettiest victory, but we'll take it.
And what did it mean to you to get on the board?
Yeah, it's good. It's always good to score, so keep that going.
Was there some chatter on the bench, especially in the closing moments? We were trying to keep them off the board, especially they pull their goaltender and try to get at least one pass. Bob, was there something on the bench that allowed you guys to stay galvanized through the final buzzer?
I think the main thing is just like I was just saying, protecting the house. And you look at the, you know, the pressure they had. All they were doing was rimming it around the boards to one another, and we didn't really give them any good opportunities to get shots on net. And so, you know, credit to our guys being in shot lanes and you know, deflecting loose pucks to the corners and things like that. And you know, finding a way to keep them off the scoreboard.
How much do you guys talk about?
That's Ryan Johansson talking to us here in the Blue Jackets dressing room. Hey, make no mistake, this is a gutty effort for this team tonight. And to come back after being blank last night in Ottawa and be able to return the favor to somebody else here this evening, this is a big one for the Blue Jackets. And they now get rewarded by getting a day off and then taking on the San Jose Sharks on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Much more to come, including we'll hear from the head coach, John Tortorella, as Tim Horton's postgame show continues on the Scioto Downs Columbus Blue Jackets Radio Network.